Welcome to Davidson, North Carolina. Alex Mikus with you on this Saturday, January 27th, and February right around the corner as the Dayton Flyers women's basketball team on the road as they take on the Davidson Wildcats. The Flyers have won 9 straight as they come into this afternoon's contest against the Wildcats, 15-4 on the season, 8-0 in the conference, and Davidson 9-12, 4-4 in the Atlantic 10, and it has been a really impressive and successful first year for Gail Coates Folks. She took over a program that a year ago was 6-23, 4-12 in the conference, and here we are not even into February, and the Wildcats have 4 wins, and they are 500. I was talking with a few folks from Davidson a little bit earlier, and they said it's the first time they've been 500 this deep in the season in their history of the Atlantic 10. Now, credit, this is just their 4th season with the conference, but still a really great year for Gail Coates Folks in her first season. Spent the last 5 years as an assistant coach at Wake Forest. Well, the Dayton Flyers, they got a win on Wednesday night, 66-59 over Richmond. They turned it over 20 times. It wasn't a pretty basketball game, but it was a W. And the Flyers were led by Jayla Scaife. She was 7-11 from the field. The sophomore from Muncie has led the Flyers the last 2 times out. And 14 points from Jenna Burdett. First team preseason all-selection Atlantic 10, and she has delivered that and some as the senior from Coolville leads this team in scoring, as averaging just over 15 points per game. Jenna comes in third in the conference in three-point shooting, three-point field goal percentage. Dayton had 5 players on Wednesday in double figures as Alex Harris was able to add 11, and contributing with 10 was Javonna Layfield. She had another double-double, and Lauren Canatelli, who was also able to find double digits. And Lauren, happy to be back in North Carolina as LC24 last year. Here at Davidson, went for 7 made threes as the Flyers were winner 68-52. She tied a school record at the time for 3-pointers, had a career high with 27 points. Of course, she did that and more earlier this month against Rhode Island as the Flyers put 116 on the Rams, and Canatelli went for 34 points on 10 made 3-point field goals. Davidson, they can also shoot the basketball, as this is a squad that has been led by Kiana Spates the last 2 times out. Justine Lyon, she's their leading scorer, but she's been injured when talking about the last 2 games. But the Wildcats haven't missed a beat. As Spate got introduced into the starting lineup, she had 27 against St. Bonaventure, 23 in their double overtime win against UMass, as the Wildcats were led by Mackenzie Latt, and she went for 31-12. The senior from Richland is the 4th all-time leading scorer in Davidson history, as she's approaching 1,500 points. And the good news for Davidson is Justin Lyon is going to be back here this afternoon, and they're hoping that Lyon and both Spate in the backcourt can really be a tough, tough challenge for the Dayton Flyers. Well, I talked about the head coach of Davidson. Got a chance to talk to the head coach of Dayton, Shauna Green, in her second year at UD, 66-39 overall. Of course, she spent 2 years at Loras College before she got into the Division I rank as an assistant. And, well, coming back to UD, just this her second year, 37-14, and she has been pretty, pretty impressive in conference play. And Coach Green, earlier this week, was able to find a new scholarship player, as we introduce her right now on our pregame show.